At Monday's meeting, the county commissioners approved a mask mandate for all county buildings and voted to purchase equipment for the county's drug testing lab. But as WHQR reports, the main order of business was the selection of the Healing Place as the operator for the county's addiction treatment center. Early in 2019, the county applied for and received a special use permit for a 100-bed drug treatment facility for men, and later that summer, 100 beds were added for women. It was anticipated at that time that Coastal Horizons would operate the facility. Commissioner Woody White believes their presence in the discussions helped convince the city to grant the permit.
I think if Coastal Horizons had not have been there, it may not have passed.
Since then, Trillium, the regional agency that manages health, has changed their mind. They have designated the Healing Place of Louisville, Kentucky, as the facility operator. Commissioner Jonathan Barfield doesn't approve.
To me, it seems like it's been a bait and switch with Trillium. And to me, it smacks the credibility of New Orleans County government.
So why the change from Coastal Horizons to the Healing Place? Commissioner White says it's a matter of philosophy.
It was a divergence between the efficacy of an abstinence-based program and a medically assisted-based program.
While the local nonprofit Coastal Horizons offers medically assisted treatment, the Healing Place of Louisville does not condone these therapies like methadone. Ultimately, while the other commissioners sympathized with Barfield, they voted 4-1 over his objection to move forward. Chair Julia Olson-Bozeman.
Our citizens should have option whatever treatment they want, and we just need to get it open as quick as possible.
The facility plans to break ground this fall and hopes to open about a year later. Rachel Keith, WHQR News.